There are two kinds of being born. One is in the flesh, and one is in the spirit. In Romans chapter 8, verse 6, the sinful man, in King James Version, in original language, is sark, means flesh. The mind of fleshly is death. In NIV, they wrote sinful man. The sinful man, which is carnal, the fleshly mind, is hostile or enemy of God. Those who are in the flesh, the Greek word was used, sark, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. So number one, total depravity. We will see here from verse 3 up to verse 5, unless you cannot see and no one can see and no one can enter the kingdom of God without unless. In King James Version, without exception. No one can see and enter the kingdom of God. And then in verse 18, those who do not believe in Christ Jesus, they are considered as condemned already. The word that was used is in the perfect tense. It was written from the book of Genesis, from the time when Adam fell in his sinfulness. Everybody fell. Everybody, right now, at this very moment, if you are not converted, you are condemned already. It has been happened in the past, and it's already here. We are already condemned, totally depraved. We are dead spiritually. In the last verse of John 3, it is written, so that it may be seen, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever rejects the Son, who will not see life, for God's wrath, the wrath of God, the anger of God, remains in us. See that? Totally depraved. That's number one. Second point, the word born again, you have to be cautious and be aware of this word. The word born, the Greek word that was used here is genao. Genese, the original word is genao. The same word that was used in Matthew chapter 1, and it is written, a record of genealogy, Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac. Isaac, the father of Jacob, and so on. The word father is the Greek word genao, means you were born from your father. But sometimes in extension, it's being pointed to the mother. Here, born was used from the father. The word again, the Greek word that was used is anothen. The same word, when Christ was crucified, and then he gave up his ghost, and then he said, it is finished. There was thunder, there was an earthquake, and everything. And then suddenly, the curtain from the Holy of Holies was torn from top to bottom, from anothen to bottom. The word here is, the meaning is anothen. You know, some word in English that was used or in Greek has two meanings. One is literal, again, and second is something, the second meaning. But Nicodemus is trying to understand what Jesus is saying. You mean, I'm going back to my mother's womb? Literal. And then Jesus Christ repeated and modified, unless you born of the water and of the Spirit. The water represents cleansing. The Spirit represents the third person of the triune God, the Holy Spirit. It doesn't appear here that it is baptism, like the other charismatic or Pentecostal, you have to experience water baptism and then after that spirit baptism and then speaking in tongues. No. We deny against those. Here, I'll show you. The biblical meaning of born again is born of the Father from above. Anuten. From top to bottom, the curtain was torn. From above, anuten. Genau. From the Father. The Father from above, we were born from the Father, the first person of the triune God. Those people whom God elect and gave to His Son, begotten Son, Jesus Christ. And what happened? He redeemed us. He redeemed those sheep going to be slaughtered. He redeemed those people whom Christ was purchased on His death on the cross. Now, that's the second point. When are we going to say the person is born again? When can we apply the biblical truth? When? I will tell you, in verse 8, it is written, this is the work of the Holy Spirit. It is the work of the third person of the triune Jehovah. The wind blows where it pleases. You hear the sound, but you cannot tell where it comes. From where it's going, so it is with everyone that is born of the Spirit. You cannot tell. Those who were born in the flesh, since birth, your mom, your dad, your parents celebrated your birthday since then, up to you when you became matured. So you know the date of your birth. How about the birth? Those who were born of the Spirit is the work of the third person of the triune God, the Holy Spirit. Not unless the Holy Spirit is going to tell you when you were born again. No, there's no communication. So what is the biblical truth? Here I will tell you. Go back to verse 8. This is when the people will say, when the person you're going to say, you are born again, brother, sister, you are born again. I will give you an illustration. There's a tree, with branches, with leaves, as if the tree is alive. Very, very green, but it's not moving. There's no wind. There's no work of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit works. The branches sways. The leaves sways. What do you think? There is a change on the tree. Now the question, brother, you are born again. Why? Before, you are doing this. Now, you are a new person. You are a new man. You see that? That is the basis of being born again. It doesn't matter whether what happened in the past. If there is some changes in your life, did you ever question in your life or on or your neighbor, or your classmate, or your churchmate? Is there some changes in your life? You see that? If there is some changes, that is the time, the biblical truth, the biblical meaning of being born again. It is the work of the triune God. You know what? Before the wind blows, in verse 18, we are already condemned. We are born in the flesh. We cannot please God. We cannot enter. We cannot see. There is no inherent righteousness in our flesh, it is from the death of Christ. If you are going to believe in Christ Jesus by faith, then you are justified by faith. Justified means God is going to declare you not guilty. Not guilty. Because you heard the word of God. So in conclusion, here, being born again is this. It is the work of the triune Jehovah from the Father who gave His elect to Jesus Christ to redeem in the cross. And while there is a preaching of the gospel, the Holy Spirit is going to work and regenerate on that person who was born in the flesh and totally depraved, spiritually dead. And when you became regenerated, and then you will see, oh, I am a sinner. I am undone. Isaiah chapter 6. See that? There is no such thing in the Bible. Do you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? No, you cannot see there. You cannot see that in the Bible. But, modified, you have to accept that you are a sinner in the face of God. And then after that, you have to ask yourself, after you have given yourself a faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ, what He had done on the cross, 3 hours of sufferings in His death, in His blood, everything, it is because of our sinfulness. See that? That is the biblical meaning of being born again. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for giving us opportunity to give the truth, which is from the whole chapter in the context of John chapter 3. And we pray, Lord, that the young people on this very early age, while reading, while memorizing, they are going to meditate. They are going to think with prayer, where are they standing in front of God? That they will pray that the Holy Spirit is going to regenerate them. They are going to have faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ in His death because of our sinfulness. We pray for all these things, that the Holy Spirit will continuously work on these young people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.